This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, so listen, I tried calling, but you never picked up. No voicemail, no nothing. And here's the thing. I was calling your landline. Here's the other thing. You're the fire department and my house is on fire. That is the worst case scenario for a problem that's been getting worse in recent years across parts of rural America. A lot of telephone calls just aren't going through at all. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, has been looking into things.
First question here is, huh? Really? Rebecca Goodhart is a lawyer for the FCC, and she's right there with the rest of us on this.
You can call across the world. You can use your computer for anything. But yeah, actually calling to rural areas has become an increasingly difficult problem.
And a serious one. This isn't just Ma and Pa Kent not hearing from Clark when he flies off to Metropolis. Goodhart says she's seen a case where a hospital couldn't reach the doctor on call. How'd we get here? The answer starts about 100 years ago, when AT&T, then affectionately known as Ma Bell, undertook to connect the whole country with long-distance wires.
Well, Ma Bell didn't exactly get out to everywhere.
That's Michael Romano, Vice President for Policy at the National Telecommunications Cooperative Association. They represent about 900 local companies serving the areas Ma Bell never got to. Back in the day, Ma Bell would take the call to the virtual doorstep of one of those companies, a switch someplace at the edge of town, and a local carrier would take it from there. These days, your phone company, like Verizon, hands it off to a third-party company. They're a bunch, and whichever is offering the best deal probably picks up the call. And then they look for the cheapest way to route the call, which could bounce it around a bunch of networks.
So the call from Chicago might go through Minneapolis and route around through eastern South Dakota to western, or it might go out to Denver and then come back.
And every time the call gets bounced, it can get dropped. This week's FCC rules require providers to keep track of how many calls actually go through to rural areas and report back. It won't fix the problem, but at least it'll help identify exactly where things are going wrong. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.